Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hi, pleasure to be online.
Absolutely. And Elsa, so is it inevitable that we're going to need to keep expanding our mining sort of industries here to keep up with demand for electrical vehicles and for renewable energies?
For some metals, it is inevitable that that will lead to more mining. Our study found that, particularly for lithium and cobalt, which are used in electric vehicles, and rare earths, which are used in electric vehicles as well as some wind turbines, that new mining is already underway. And we've heard of many mines that are coming online, with, the reason given that they are there to supply the renewable energy transition. However, our study also found that if we increase recycling rates, that this will reduce the need for new mining. So we're only mining what we really need to be.
Well, I know, for example, that with especially things like mobile phones, which use a lot of rare earth metals, the recycling processes really aren't there. People just kind of throw them away. How is it in the rest of in the renewable energy sector?
Well, it's hard to say so far because many of these technologies are relatively new. But particularly for electric vehicle manufacturers, some of them are being really proactive in establishing recycling schemes. And there's also third-party recycling businesses out there. However, what we're seeing at the moment is that these businesses are usually only focusing on the more valuable metals, such as cobalt and nickel, and not recovering metals such as lithium and manganese. And that's a missed opportunity to also be recovering those metals.
How much of an investment or how much work is it to recover these minerals and metals?
There's a range of technologies and lots of research going on to try and make it more efficient and more cost efficient. But it is, they're very complex technologies. So the recycling processes aren't as simple as, say, recycling the metals from a wind turbine, which is comparatively easier.
Right. And with the mining that we currently have, for extracting cobalt, copper, lithium, and so forth, what sort of the impacts do they have on the environment or on, other factors?
Yeah, so this obviously depends on where that mining is happening, what part of the world. There are some particular examples. Cobalt's very well known for having a lot of human rights and environmental issues. More than half of the world's cobalt is mined in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and around 20% of this is from artisanal and small-scale miners who are working in very dangerous conditions in hand-dug mines. And there's also an estimated 40,000 children working in this industry.
Right.
But other metals also have issues. I mean, no mining is without impacts. For example, rare earths use large amounts of harmful chemicals and produce large volumes of waste that need to be managed properly. Otherwise, we see issues like villages which have been contaminated with waste in China.
So I suppose, Elsa, moving forward, how can we look at and meeting this demand for renewable energy in a more ethical or more responsible way?
Yeah, so I think it's important that manufacturers and governments look to both increasing recycling but also increasing responsible sourcing. So recycling does make a really big difference in reducing demand, but when we can't meet demand with recycling, which is likely for metals, particularly ones that we don't mine a lot of already, then we need to look at responsible sourcing practices. And that's, ensuring human rights and environmental protection in that mining process. And that's best practice to do that through verified certification schemes, rather than through the industry monitoring itself.
Absolutely. And are there any moves in this direction sort of going on in these industries, or is it something that's kind of lagging behind?
Definitely, in terms of recycling, the industry has been quite proactive, particularly with major consumer brands that, they are contributing to reducing emissions and fighting climate change. So they want to be doing the right thing across their whole supply chain as well. But there's still a long way to go, particularly for responsible sourcing. And it's also, because it's such a new industry, some companies are concerned about having adequate supplies of metals.
Right.
So they need to be looking to getting adequate supply, but also in a responsible way at the same time. So that's a challenge for some.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to help clear it up a bit.
That's my pleasure. Thanks.
Absolutely. That was Elsa Dominisch there, a senior research consultant at the Institute for Sustainable Futures.